Radio Ghana, some forward opinions and suggestions of some stakeholders in the poultry business, especially chicken. A live chicken seller, Dominic Akambasa, shares his frustration and asks government to implement the 40% import substitution to enable local producers to be in business.
From 2000, that we started importing these frozen ones into our market. So it has been there, but it doesn't affect our market. But 2000, that it started coming inside our market. And eventually, it stopped our market, the live bird market. It stopped it at once. Wow. Now, when I make my comparison is that, when they come to buy the live one, and when we mention the price, they said, no, the price is too high. They cannot buy it. Ah, so I still have time. I said, ah. For us, it's, I mean, the quality is different from that of the frozen ones. But still, they're still complaining. So, oh no, it's not like that. I don't have money. Maybe, but I know someone coming to buy. He only knows that it's chicken that he's coming to buy. He don't know the difference. Now he will come and then I will say, oh, it's fancy. Then the frozen one is chicken. The margin is too high. I don't even know how they get here and even import it here and then still the price is too high.
So what suggestion do you have for government so that we can salvage the situation?
No, I'm pleading on government. Just the 40% that he says that we should do, then to just maintain it, or he is to implement law that will tell us that no one wants to import the frozen chicken here. But you hold it at least before they can produce it, let's say at least 1 year, then everybody will have the layers, the broiler, then he will stop that. So that he will just give data that so hence from that this day to not bring any importation of this, so that the farmers can prepare and then we'll meet the market together.
In his contribution, the national chairman of the Ghana National Association of Poultry Farmers, Victor Oponeji, appealed to government to assist farmers with hatcheries and processing facilities to enable them to provide Ghanaians with their poultry requirements.
What we are saying is that we want this policy to be documented. You know, sometimes government has come, government has gone, they say things, and if it is not documented, maybe the one who said it will implement it, but subsequent governments may not have any document to implement it. Secondly, we know we don't have the required machinery like processing plants and more of the hatcheries to produce the deals. So we are appealing to the government to come to help us increase the DOC's production by helping the hatcheries to expand their hatcheries so that the number of birds that we will need for this project we will get. We need to process the birds after raising them. And that's one thing. We have only two facilities in Kumasi which cannot take care of this project. So we are looking for other processing plants to help us sell the birds when they have been raised.
How about feed production, grains and soya beans?
It's also a major factor. Actually, grains, soya beans and maize alone takes about 80 to 85% of the production cost. And you know, the maize that we produce in the country are not enough for the country, for both human consumption and the poultry industry. We need to enhance maize production in the country. So that one too is taken care. I think it's a major thing that is going to help the industry.